Okay. It's the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. Okay. I started to tell the story at the very top of the show. I said I was going to do this in this hour. So I hope that you can all join me for this moment. Last year, Dad passed away, and I got a lot of his possessions. You know, I got which happens, right? You know, that's just what occurs. You get a lot of stuff that you haven't seen since you were a kid. You know, I was like in an attic, and now all of a sudden I'm cleaning out the attic, and I'm trying to figure out what I can keep. And I found these boxes of slides, which, you know, I don't know if Kevin and Lauren know what a slide is. Did you have slideshows when you were a kid?
Not personally at home, but
you know
in
what
school.
They are, though. Yeah, right. Okay, it's cool. Right. Right. I guess depending on the school district, I suppose that's how that would go. But the slide, for those who don't know, you know, it's like instead of getting you take a picture with a camera, film camera, and instead of getting a picture that, you know, like a little 5x7 picture or whatever, photograph, you'd get a slide. It would be a little like 2 inch by 2 inch little cardboard box, and it would have an image in it, and you'd put it into a machine, and it would project it on a wall. Right. So when I was a kid, every 6 months or so, my family would either have people over, or extended family would be over, and they would go through their slides. And as I learned, because at 35 cents a slide to get them digitized, we had over 2000 slides. I had no idea that we had that many. But I just took them to a company and gave it to them, like, OK, you guys figure it out and then send it back to me. So I went through some of them, and I saw things I'd never seen before. I found a picture of, this is great for Lauren, I found a picture of a 1948 Purdue football game.
Oh, yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Boiler up.
Yeah, from when my dad went to Purdue. So, and I found stuff from him in the military, all kinds of stuff from World War II, stuff from he was in Europe during the Cold War, stuff from there, stuff from the Vietnam era, stuff from in the 1980s when he was retiring out, that it was really, really, really cool stuff. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with it. But then I found stuff of me when I was little and my sister when she was little and, you know, birthday parties and all of that and me with a little turntable. Okay, fine. These are all really nice. Now, all of a sudden, I land on a section of time that I was not aware of and I'd never seen in the slideshow parties that my family had. A lot of these came back to my memory. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that picture. I remember I saw that when I was a little kid. Not this one. Not this set, at least, let's say. So they take place in Europe, and it's my dad and my mom. And it's like they're out. It's like over a day's period, right? Like they're taking a picture of themselves, like, yeah, you know, the having dinner or lunch or something. And they're on a, you know, they're like walking in this, it might have been Spain, maybe, like over a bridge. And you're seeing like this great Spanish city in the background. And then there's, you know, water and something. And the next thing you know, now it starts to move indoors. And they're in a room. They're in a room, and it must be a hotel room, but like one of those from the 1950s, you would imagine a European hotel room. It looks like almost a bedroom in somebody else's house or whatever. And then all of a sudden, there's a picture of my mom on the bed. Now, she's clothed, clad, right? Just sort of in a night wear kind of thing, but there's still daylight out, you know, it's a natural light, very Titian. And she's lying there on the bed, and she's got kind of this expression on her face. And I'm like, oh my God, no. I mean, I was like, so I quickly move right past that.
Really? That's brave.
Well,
why would you keep going?
Well, because I figured that it can't be. Because I'm going. There's 2,000 images. What am I supposed to do? But I figured, okay, that's where that ends. No, I'm wrong. That's not where it ended. The next image is like in the window with a diaphanous kind of a thing, and there's like everything's on display. Everything.
Of your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, when she was like 25 or something, whatever she was.
Tough to come back from that.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe if you observe the picture a little more, you'll be able to tell just how old she was.
I don't want it. I went right back. I saw it, and my it was like my brain snapped. And I'm like, oh, no. I said those words out loud, and then I just moved on to the next one. I called my daughter today, and we were having lunch, and I said, you're not going to believe what I saw about grandma last night. I go, would you like to see it? She goes, absolutely not. I'm like, I just need to share it with somebody so
what?
That I can't
Why?
Be the only human.
That is horrible of you.
Well, you know, she's got the grandparent thing. You'd be
you
like,
want to see grandma naked? Yeah, that's something to do.
Gather around, kids.
I don't know what to do with this, but now I know that it was like, you know, this company had it, and it was like, I don't know when you're, like, when you're doing that. Because people find things, right? I mean, you find things. I find all kinds of stuff, but now all of a sudden that, I'm like, oh my God, Mom! Put some clothes on! All right. Has this ever happened to you? 312-981-7200. Help me. Lauren's got the traffic and the weather. Con show right here on 720 WGN. All right, I told the story just a few minutes ago. I was going through my dad's stuff, passed away last year, and I found a bunch of slides. I had them digitized, and when I went through them, I found some things that were not in the family slideshows when I was 7 years old. And there was some NACO pictures of family members, specifically my mother. 312-981-7200. Has this ever happened to you? Jennifer, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, Ro.
Hi, Jennifer.
I'm sorry that you saw your mom naked, but I found my dad's empty Viagra bottle.
Oh!
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Because then it was empty, though. It was totally,
exactly.
Yeah.
But now horrifyingly empty.
Yeah, and he had passed away. You were cleaning out the house. Is that how that happened?
I was just cleaning out his dresser, and his girlfriend was there with me.
Oh,
and it was a little weird. And I was like, oh God, what is this, Dad? Empty pill bottles again? Because he, you know, took a lot of medication, and that was not the kind of medication that I was aware he was taking.
Yeah. And then you probably, in your mind, you looked at the girlfriend and thought in your mind just deeply,
yes.
I always knew she was a slut. Right? That's like
Your brain just goes in weird places, and you got to think about your parents in a way you don't really want to think about your parents.
Yeah, right? So. Right.
Yeah.
You see, that's the thing. I mean, it's like pictures like that, those right next to pictures of, like, my mom having me and my sister at a birthday party, right? Like, a birthday party for me.
Like,
right? And then the next thing you know, there's like, oh, my God!
I totally feel you. I completely get where you're coming from.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Me too. Yeah, you too. Thank you. And I've kind of gotten over that now that I've seen the picture. I'm like, oh, no. It was a better life than I thought they had. Kathy, you are on WGN. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Ro. You know, it's horrible, isn't it? Your eyes burn for, like, how long after? After when my mom and dad got divorced, I was cleaning out stuff, you know, and my dad was a really big camera bug, and we even had a black room, like a dark room, you know, to develop stuff. And I ran across pictures of my mom laid out very seductively, you know, with her head on her hand and her elbow up, kind of, you know, like kind of the Burt Reynolds fold out thing.
Yep.
But the initial bath towel was over her lower region. And so these had to be taken like before 1950, before she had all of us kids. And
that's judgy of you. That's okay,
right? So like she's like 20 like when these pictures were taken.
Yeah.
And then after I saw those pictures, I remembered that bath towel like later on when I was like 10 or 12 years old, and I was like doing, oh my God, is that the same bath towel? I was totally grossed out. And then one other time, my dad got remarried, and the new wife's stepdaughter was very voluptuous. And my dad had gone on a vacation, and I stopped by his office, and I was talking to him. There's a stack of pictures on the phone, on the desk. He was on the phone, and I thought, oh, these must be pictures of the trip. No, they were some of my stepsister who was, you know, 20-something at the time, and I was, like, probably 50. And I'm like, this, you know, this is crazy. And so it's horrible. You know, it just, it's like such a, what is it, like a betrayal, or is it a
I don't know. It's just creepy. It's just, I mean, listen, I for a moment, I immediately called a friend last night and had to share this. And
yeah.
It was like, and I'm like, at least there was a sense that it was, you know, they got along better than I thought they got along. You know, at least it's for some period, because they got divorced and it was, yeah, you know, it was ugly. But you know, at least, you know, they're, and again, yeah, this is the 1950s. They're taking NACO pictures of each other, which means that, like I've always said, anytime there's new technology, sex is involved in some way, shape, or form, whatever it is. The video camera, when they yeah, sort of microized the video camera, that's all people were doing. Thereby, you couldn't find a tripod in the tri-state area when that came out. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. All right, Rose, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi. So, cleaning out my father's things years ago, we found a roach clip. From the man who swore up and down that if you ever get arrested for drugs, I'm leaving you in jail. Son of a gun.
Oh, my God. Dad the stoner. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been.
Was it just the clip, or was there still sort of almost a dead soldier in there?
Nope, just the clip. He didn't leave any good stuff behind.
Yeah. If you'd found it while still alive, he probably would have said that was my tie clip. That's what I was doing. That's right, kids. Give that back to me.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my house.
Yeah, with those feathers hanging off of it, it looks really, you know, like a tie clip.
Thank you, Rose. See, our parents were lying to us the entire time. They were not infallible. Sherry, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi. Well, I went to Ball State University in the 80s, and a fraternity came out with a T-shirt that said, do I have to take I-69 to get to Ball U? And my roommate was wearing that shirt. There were a couple girls in my room, and my parents were there visiting. And my mom did not understand the shirt. So my father looked at her and explained to her what those two numbers meant, and he was not very tactful about it. So that was one of those crawl under your bed and die moments for me.
it's a similar feeling, though, because all of a sudden your parents, they've broken the fourth wall right there. You know, you're observing them. You don't think they're real. And then all of a sudden something like that happens. I wonder if David Letterman wrote that from Ball State.
Well, he could have. Yeah. You know what he said? If you went to Ball State, he would talk really slow for you.
Yes, it's true.
But, you know,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Sherry. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks. I don't know where to go with this one. Sandy, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Well, I was listening to your station. This was many, many years ago when Viagra first came out. My father got on the phone with you guys and said, oh, yeah, Viagra's the best thing that's ever happened. Now, mind you, he has 9 kids at this point. He didn't need no damn Viagra, let me tell you. But to broadcast it over national radio like this, and he was on Viagra, that was embarrassing.
Now, did you recognize it? Were you listening separately, or were you in the car while he was calling, or what was going on there?
I was in my car, and I recognized his voice before he even said his name. And then he said his name, and I'm thinking, oh, no, he had 8 kids with my mother. No, my friends don't need to know this. I don't need to know this.
You immediately,
then he already had about 20 grandkids.
Did you immediately call your siblings and go, do you know what Dad just did? He just told Wally Phillips he's on Viagra.
Yes. I called a few of them, and they're like, get out of here. And I'm like, no. And then on top of that, my mother passed away about maybe 12 years ago, 15 years ago. And I had the fun and joy of cleaning up the house and everything.
Right.
And I found her joy toys and her motion lotion and everything else. I'm like, Mom. Mom, thanks.
Oh, that's
what I didn't need.
Do not drop those off at Goodwill.
Why not?
Recycle.
Yeah,
I know, it's plastic. Where do these go? Do these go in the recycle bin? Do they go? What do you do with these? All right. I can see why there were so many kids. I can see. Totally get it.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sandy.
My mother had 12 of us and not a twin. Yeah. Go figure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, it's fun on the way. All right, Sandy. Thank you. I'm feeling better about this, though.
This show has never needed the Knarbel wagon more than ever. Why does it have to be Thursday?
I know. Just one more day. Just hang in there for one more day. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, Ro, the text line is completely flooded with fairly similar stories to what we just heard. So
it is horrifying.
Yeah, a lot of people finding, as she referred to it, joy toys and oils and pictures and condoms and all sorts of things in their parents' homes.
Yep. Actually, I like this one from the 630. Hey, bro, could you share that picture of your hot mom with me?
I saw that. Dude, I'm gonna text Ro.
Dude,
maybe we'll see.
Dude,
his
go ahead
naked.
And send it. Idiot. Come on. I mean, the thing is, okay, so of these 2,000 photos that I had digitized and to find the NACO ones of my mom, I'm just wondering, the people who digitized them, did they find them? Because imagine what those people see when they're doing that. They're taking all this stuff, you know, from back then.
My brother used to develop photos, and he would very often have to develop, you know, graphic photos.
Yes. There was a photo developing shop across from ABC this is, you know, obviously in the 1990s when people were still developing pictures. And this guy used to keep a collection of, he'd make an extra one for himself. And then when we'd have to walk through the photo shop to get to the Starbucks. On our way. This is, you know, these are downtown problems. And the guy would go, hey, come here. And he had them, like, taped up in back of the, in back of the counter. And, oh, my God, the things that people are taking pictures of. I mean, I know now everybody does it with their cell phone. But to know that you're doing it and that some other dude's looking at it has to make sure, you know, they got to look at the picture to make sure they got it right. I'm like, I don't know. Does that look upside down to you? That's the whole question that I had. All right. Stand by. Here we go. We got the news with Kim Gordon from the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.